Welcome to the CC&S podcast. I'm your host, Joan Jameson. This is a weekly update on the latest nuclear safety issues. This week, bonuses show LANL legacy waste is not a WIP priority. In July 2022, the Department of Energy, DOE, awarded the Tularosa Basin Range Services, a Bechtel affiliate, a 10-year, $3 billion management and operating contract for the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, to continue the disposal of Cold War radioactive and hazardous wastes from the fabrication of plutonium-based nuclear weapons. The contract contains a 4-year base period through November 2026 and 6 1-year option periods. The newly established contractor is Salado Isolation Mining Contractors, LLC, or SIMCO. DOE calls it a performance-based cost-plus award fee contract. In addition to the baseline contract amount, each year DOE and SIMCO agree to a performance evaluation and measurement plan, or PEMP, with bonuses for specified activities during the October 1st to September 30th fiscal year. This year's PEMP bonus incentives, approved in late September 2023, totaled nearly $17 million. In June 2023, the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, DOE, SIMCO, non-governmental organizations, including CC&S, and individuals, negotiated a renewed hazardous waste permit to strengthen the previous permit. The renewal permit prioritized disposal of legacy waste, not waste from new weapons production, such as plutonium pits at Los Alamos National Laboratory and the Savannah River site. The renewal permit became effective on November 3, 2023, but the final provisions were agreed to during the June 2023 negotiations. Thus, DOE and SIMCO knew of the LANL prioritization condition when the PEMP was approved. This year's PEMP is an initial indication of how DOE and SIMCO plan to comply with that prioritization. To encourage more waste shipments, the PEMP provides for over $3 million in bonuses if WIP receives 520 shipments in the year in the amount of $5,500 for each shipment received, with an additional $7,000 for each of the first 40 shipments from LANL. Thus, the extra incentive is for about 8% of all shipments to be from LANL. If there are 40 shipments from LANL and 480 shipments from other sites, SIMCO receives the entire bonus amount. That is not sufficient prioritization based on the expectations of CC&S and others that were involved in the negotiations. Rather than an increased priority, the number of LANL shipments might actually go down. In each of the past 4 years, LANL has sent 46 or more shipments to WIP, though not all of them were legacy waste. The PEMPs can be changed during the year. CC&S believes that for SIMCO to receive the full bonus amounts, the number of LANL legacy waste shipments should be substantially increased. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Your support is greatly appreciated. Tune in next week for a new podcast. If you found this podcast informative and helpful, please consider a monthly contribution to continue our efforts. You can go to anchor.com to listen to the podcast and make your contribution there. Thank you.